What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
We are joined now by Kate and Dr. Giannakis here on day one. Thanks for coming out and joining us. What can you tell us, Kate, about your story and why you're here today?
Well, my story started probably 30 years ago when my mother was died of breast cancer. She was 58, and it was long before they knew that much about genetic testing. And at that point, they were calling it familial cancer. And then in 2019, my twin sister, who's not identical, thought, you know, we should probably get tested now that there's testing available. And she turned out to be negative for one of the BRCA genes, and I tested positive for it. So that's really where the journey started, and it's just kind of continued from there. In 2023, I was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. It's now 2+ years later, and I'm actually doing really well, thanks to Dr. Giannakis here.
So back in 2023, how did you know something was off? How did you go about this?
It was actually really a strange symptom. I had shoulder pain starting in January, and I went to, you know, my shoulder doctor. I did PT. I couldn't find a comfortable way to sleep, so I kept kind of thinking that it was, you know, something with my shoulder. And then I finally went to my PCP, and he did a CAT scan, and that's where the real journey began.
Yikes.
Well, Dr. Giannakis, and you hear some of your active lifestyle there. You were, you know, trying to be as preventative as you could. It says here she's trying to do everything right, and yet we still get this diagnosis. How common is that, Dr. Giannakis?
Yeah. And first of all, I should say that Kate definitely did everything right. You also had mastectomies to prevent breast cancer, because it turns out the same gene that predisposes people to get breast cancer can also account for inherited form of pancreatic cancer. So it has become more common, more recently appreciated, that with pancreatic cancer, up to 30% of patients may have an inherited predisposition. It's actually now in the guidelines that anyone with a diagnosis, regardless of age, and Kate is pretty young, and you look even younger, Michael, you'll pay me later. But everyone, regardless of age at diagnosis, does need to undergo actually also germline genetic testing. So the BRCA mutation that you had is actually found in a small but not insignificant amount of patients with newly diagnosed pancreatic cancer.
Is shoulder pain common to lead to pancreatic cancer?
Not typically. However, in this case, there was a lot of fluid that accumulated in the abdomen, and that can cause what's called referred pain. So if you have kind of a lot of fluid down here, where the diaphragm is, right, and the nerves that go down, it can also like hit up here. And it was quite advanced, as you know. It was a stage 4 pancreatic cancer diagnosis, and here we are 2.5 years later discussing it.
Well, and you're doing great, and it says you're getting back into racket sports. You are getting back into it?
Yeah, so that was the most frustrating thing, is that it was impacting not just like how I felt, but like everything that I loved doing, you know, playing tennis and paddle tennis and pickleball and
Well, so I was going to ask what specific racket sports you played. And so I know tennis versus pickleball, that can be like quite a raging debate, right?
Yeah.
So where it sounds like you're pro both, but I know that not everybody plays both. And some people, it's pretty controversial, one or the other, right?
For me, they're both just great. I mean, any kind of ball and a racket, and I'm there.
Now, doctor, you deal with patients, but then you also deal with research. So you can really probably shed some light on where this money is going that we're asking people to donate, and you've been there firsthand to see these advancements.
Absolutely. And this, and Kate is a fantastic example of how these advances can actually impact patients in the clinic. specifically in this specific case, I'll mention your case as an example of research actually going all the way from the lab to the clinic. This specific inherited predisposition we're discussing can actually be a vulnerability, a weak point, an Achilles heel for the cancer itself. So what Kate is on right now is not actually even chemotherapy. It's a pill that you take for, again, stage 4 pancreatic cancer that takes advantage of these chains that the cancer cells have. It pushes them over the edge. And this is a development that came from the lab. You know, people realize that if you have this weakness, you are killed off easier, meaning the cancer cell. And this approval is relatively recent. I mean, the approval came in 2019. So 10 years ago, you know, patients didn't really have this option. So I think this is an example of how the money and the research that it supports, and of course we are happy to have Yale, you know, supporting us, you know, pancreatic cancer research in a very significant way at Dana-Farber, can actually translate into outcomes.
One thing I'm struck by, and this is, you've done more of these, Rich, than I have. I spoke with you, Dr. Giannakis, last year. But it is the relationship with the patient and the doctor. What can you tell us about, Kate, from your experience with the whole team at Dana-Farber?
It's been amazing. One of the incredible things about Dana-Farber is that they just make everything easy for you, right down to the parking and the direction and you know how you get up to the 10th floor. You know, it's really stressful when you get a terminal, you know, life-threatening diagnosis. And just knowing that I was in the best hands and, I actually didn't mind going in for my appointments because, you know, I knew that it was all going to work pretty much like an well-oiled machine where they run on time. They've got your appointments all set up. They kind of are expecting you. And so for us, my husband too, it's just been, you know, a good experience, a very good experience.
Well, we've had people tell us it's the only hospital they don't get lost in, right? Like, you go in there and you actually know where you're going. And yeah. People make it very easy. They got people helping you out. Your husband is here. What has your family been like throughout this whole journey?
My family's been really amazing. Just one of my daughters came to, she knows Dr. Giannakis pretty well now too. And I think just for other people who are going, you know, just either getting a diagnosis, the more you can share what you're going through with the people around you, the more they know how to support you and help you, whether it's friends, family, your doctor, just because, you know, things come up and they're sort of weird side effects from chemotherapy that you're dealing with. And the more you can talk about them and sort of be honest and open, even if you're a private person, it would be good to do that because you just get the, you're more likely to get the support that you need.
And the kids, I think you said two of the kids are going to the Sox game tonight?
Two of the kids, yep. We have two sets of twins. They're all fraternal.
Wow.
So we don't know how the genetics are going to play in their case because they all have different DNA. But yeah, two of the kids are going to go tonight and, you know, maybe another time too.
I'm going to tell you, we heard that from Angel as well. Kids were going. He was in here earlier this hour. I think Red Sox are going to be a hot ticket again. They really are. Like a couple years ago.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
No, kids weren't asking for tickets. Kate, thank you for coming out and sharing your story. It does help inspire people to call in and donate at 877-738-1234. You can also text to give any amount to K-Cancer 56512. You can donate today. Let's keep getting that number up.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.